Looks like we're a little early. Not too early, though.
Well, let's just get the table.
Okay.
Yeah, I told Angie to be here at 6:30, but...
Well, it's better early than late, right?
I know, I'm just so excited to see her. It's been so long.
Now, she's the blonde one, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a little busty. You remember her.
Yeah, I do. Well, you talked about her enough.
Well, we had a lot of good times in high school.
I didn't.
Yeah, we, you know, we got into some pretty, some pretty interesting things.
What kind of interesting things? I don't think you've told me these stories.
Well, I've told you plenty of stories about high school. You remember, okay, I haven't told you these stories.
Now I want to hear them. And, well, maybe you don't want to tell me before she gets here. I'll be thinking about it all through dinner, if it's what I think it is.
All right, okay, well... So senior year, we definitely spent quite a bit of time together and not going to classes. And we may have started hanging out with some older boys. And,
oh.
You know. And so there was this... there was this one night that there was this bonfire down on the beach. And, you know... It was actually, okay, so I don't remember if I ever told you about Bobby.
I think you did.
Well, he actually set his pants on fire that night because he kept trying to jump. Yeah, he kept trying to jump over the bonfire.
Oh, I did that once. That's sort of stupid. But we all did stupid things in high school.
Yeah. Well, so that was just the same night. This has nothing to do with Bobby, but... We got really, really drunk, and she was so drunk, she couldn't, she needed my help to go to the bathroom, and she couldn't get her pants off by herself, and she was kind of odd in that, like, she felt like she had to take off all the clothes when she went to the bathroom in the woods.
She's one of those, huh?
Yeah, and so...
Well, being drunk doesn't help.
No. So we definitely ended up in the woods near the beach with me stripping her. And, after she took care of what she needed to take care of, she started walking off without her clothes. And so I had to chase her down, and then... when I caught up with her, she may have kissed me, and...
May have kissed
you? All right, she did.
Well, I like that image.
Yeah, and then she kind of, she got a little aggressive and started, you know, feeling me up, and...
How have I never heard this story before?
Well, because, I don't know, it was a little embarrassing because we actually, we made out for a little while, but we didn't get very far because, Andy and Bobby actually came back looking for us because we'd been gone for quite a while, and as soon as Angie heard their voices, she was like, I gotta get dressed. And so the whole thing kind of just, I'm not even sure she remembers.
Sounds like a missed opportunity there.
Maybe. Maybe. And maybe I thought about that a lot.
Really? Yeah. See, why haven't you told me this before? And now I'm going to be thinking about it all through dinner. This is terrible.
Is it really that exciting to you?
Well, a little bit. I mean, what guy doesn't like thinking of two girls kissing? Now, but I'm thinking about what could have happened afterwards if you hadn't gotten interrupted.
Yeah, I think about that a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they say every girl has a lesbian experience, I guess. Did you ever want to follow up with it? Maybe.
All right, yes. Yes, I did. I do.
You do?
Well,
Okay.
I was actually going to ask you what you would think about something like that, you know, if it... I don't even know if she would be interested, but if she was, and
are you serious? A threesome?
Maybe.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. I should say no.
Why? Well, maybe she's not interested, but I don't know. I feel like there's always been this kind of chemistry between us, and, you know, I think she may have had some experiences with women in college, and, you know, I mean...
Well, you guys are pretty close friends. Like I said, I should say no, but I would, maybe, yeah, I'd be up for it. if you are, I mean, as long as you're up for it, I'm up for it.
I would really love to be able to touch her again like that. It's really incredible. Her skin is so soft. And
well, she's cute.
Yeah, she's got this great mouth, and I.
Okay, don't talk about mouths. Seriously, we got to sit and eat dinner with this woman. I'm going to be staring at her mouth throughout the entire dinner. Oh, so don't mention mouths.
She's a really good kisser.
Okay, you're getting me worked up here. It's a good thing I'm pulled close to the table.
Oh, honey. I don't know. I've gotten a vibe from her. She's told me about a couple things that have happened with her in college and with other girls, and I don't think this would be her first threesome.
Well, yeah. We could ask her.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think that would be creepy for, you'd have to ask her, because she doesn't really know me.
Obviously. And I don't know...
Well, I'm sure you've talked about me to her, right?
Oh, yeah. She knows all about you, you know, and she's heard some pretty good things about you.
Oh, those kinds of things.
Hey, we're girlfriends. What can I say?
I should have known.
And she's expressed interest in some of the things I've told her about, and...
you didn't tell her about that thing, did you?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Well, she wasn't turned off by it, that's for sure, so...
Oh, boy.
I think the thought of... I mean, I really want to get my hands on her, but the thought of watching you with her would be...
And you'd be okay with that?
Well,
obviously you would.
Is that weird? I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. It's kind of weird, I guess, but
it turns me on to think about you being turned on by it. That's the most exciting part about the whole thought, is you getting off on it. Oh, I love watching you get off.
Shh, keep it down.
Sorry.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, better not talk so loud. People are looking at us.
They're just jealous we're having a good time. Right. We always do. I would definitely, I mean, if, you know, if she's into it, I would.
Well.
Like the thought of, you know, like holding her and kissing her, like
fuck her?
Yeah, that would be.
Oh man.
really hot.
It would. Oh, you know this is gonna be a hard dinner. If you chicken out on this, I am gonna be in trouble the entire night.
I'm not gonna chicken out. I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I know I should have told you about it before, but so springing it on you right before she shows up, but
Well, we've got like 5 minutes.
I know.
She better not get here early. I've got to get this hard on down.
Yeah, I think she's pretty adventurous. I think she's game. I think she
Well,
would be. Let's just
we
have a few
can.
drinks and see where it goes.
Yeah, the drinks would be pretty good because I think I need to get up the courage. Wow. This is a side of you I didn't know existed.
What can I say?
Oh, wow. I may have had a threesome once.
Really? You never told me that.
Yeah, it was in college and I was drunk.
And?
And it was me and a girl and another guy. And
Oh my God, really?
yeah, it was. And it's sort of hazy because, like I said, I was sort of drunk. But I just remember her screaming a lot.
Like in pleasure, right?
Oh yeah. And then it was in my dorm room, and the next door neighbor just wailed on the door in the middle of it. Yeah, she was a screamer. She really was a screamer. And yeah, like I said, it's sort of hazy, and but the looks that I got from people the next day, oh, I don't think I've been so embarrassed in my entire life. Anyway,
We'll just have to make sure we don't wake the neighbors then.
well, it's a good thing that we have thick walls.
A little better than dorm rooms, I think.
Yeah, more than a little better. Okay. Oh, I think she's here. That's her, right?
Yeah. Oh, she looks good.
Oh,
Hey,
she's.
Angie, over here.
Hi. It's n nice to meet you finally.
Hey.